Today she is Masechta Tumura Daf Yud Ches. We will begin on Daf Yud Zayin on the base at the first wide line, V'hai Tana Maisel Mahachal. We have learned in our previous shiur that the Mishnah taught us that the Vlad of a Karban Shlomim, the Tumura of a Karban Shlomim, and the Tumura of a Karban Chatas are all brought on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara had learned that halacha from the Brice. I learned it from the Pasuk that said, the Pasuk had said, "Zevach Shlom Kabana in Baka Humakar Imzachim Nekeva Tamiya Kavira Lashem." So the Gemara had learned from the word Imzachar that the Vlad of a Shlomim, and even if the Shlomim is a Balmum, is brought on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara had learned from the word Imnekeva that the Tamura of a Shlomim and Oila, even if that Shlomim or Oila were Balimumim, the halacha was that they are brought on the Mizbeach. Our Gemara begins the same place, but uses a different Braisa and a different Pasuk to teach us this halacha. Says the Gemara, "V'hai Tana Maisel Mahacha." This Tanda we're about to learn, his opinion, learns these halachas from the following Pasuk. The Pasuk says, "Rakka checha shiulcha und derecha tiso vosa al mokam shivcha Hashem, vasiso lasecha bos vadom amizvach Hashem alakecha, vadam zvachecha yishofecha nizvach Hashem alakecha, vabosa taecha." Rakka checha comes to teach us Eila Tmuris, because the Tmura, explained to Rishonim, are considered Kodesh. As we said, as the Pasuk says regarding Tamura, "V'hoyu hu smarasa yikadosh." Eila havlad ashiulacha eila havladus refers to the vladus that will be born. Tisa ova'asa, and then the Pasuk continues to say Tisa ova'asa yochel yachnisena lebeis bechira. We would think that they should be brought to the Beis Hamikdash. V'yimna mehem mayim umozin kadesh yemusu, and that's where we should withhold from them water and food in order they should die. Tamiloimer Vasisa Vasecha Bos Vadam Kedarav Shatanoig B'Oila Atanoig B'Tamura. The same way you treat the Oila, so should you treat the Tamura of the Oila. Kedarav Shatanoig B'Shlamim, and the way you treat the Shlamim, Kata Atanoig B'Vlad Shlamim B'Tamura, so too you treat the Vlad of the Shlamim and its Tamura. And obviously the Mefarshim explained, by Oila, the Brice only speaks about a Tamura, because as we know, as we've learned, and we'll continue learning, an Oila must be a Zachar. So an Oila can't have a Vlad. So by Oila, the Brice only speaks about the Tamura of the Oila, whereas a Shlomim, which could come from the Keva. So the Brice doesn't only speak about the Tamura of a Shlomim, the Brice speaks about the Vlad of the Shlomim as well. The Mefarshim go on to explain. The Ravina Peretz Arishin tries to explain why would we think that we should bring this animal to die in the base of Bechira. If it's going to be left to die, why do I have to bring it to the base of Mikdash? And actually, before we quote the words of the Ravina Peretz, there's a much more fundamental question to answer. How can we bring to the base of Bechira animals that are disqualified? We're not allowed to bring to the Azara animals that are disqualified. So to that question, the Mefarshim explained, we're not saying that it should be brought actually to the Azara. What the Gemara means is that it should be brought to the Har Habayis. The disqualification is only to the Azara, not to the Har Habayis. But again, we go back to the Ravina Peretz. What's the point of bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash if it's going to be left to die? Says Ravina Peretz, that since we would think that if we're not going to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, people will not treat it with the proper respect, and people may come to think that it's completely doesn't have any kedusha, that these animals don't have any kedusha. That's why the Torah tells us that we should bring it to the Beis HaMikdash to avoid anybody making such an error. And in fact, he goes on to say, that's why we understand that this Brice is speaking strictly about Oila and Shlomim. Because by Chatus for Osham, which come from Aveira, and therefore are much more serious, there was never any question that certainly we know that it has Kedusha and should not be brought and therefore must be treated with the Kedusha, even not in the Beis HaMikdash. It's only regarding the Oyla and Chat, the Oyla and Shlomim, where somebody perhaps would come to make this mistake. So says the Braisa that no, it should be brought to the Beis HaMikdash and actually be offered on the Mizbeach. That's the pshat that most Mefarshim learn. There is another pshat. It goes back to a concept that we've discussed previously. We know, we have discussed, we'll discuss in today's shiur, and we'll discuss quite often again, the din of chamish chatas hamesis, that there are certain kabbanis that are left to die. And when we discuss the chamish chatas hamesis, we discuss what does mesis mean. Does mesis mean that it's killed, or that they're actually just left to die? And therefore some of Farshim say that what the Brice has come to tell us, that perhaps by the chamish chatas hamesis, there's a halacha that they should be actually killed. But here, they could just be left to die. That's why the Braisa, that's why the Pasuk teaches us, that they could actually be offered. Continue the Braisa, Yochel Kol Kachim Kein, that will be a halacha by all Kachim, Tamaloyma Rak, only by these Kabbanis is such a halacha, not anywhere else. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. And what Rabbi Shmuel means with this Rak, we'll see in a moment. Rabbi Kiva Omer ain't a tzarech. We have a different limud. Hareya Omer Oshem who by the Oshem the Torah says who karev vein tamurasa kareva, which teaches us everywhere else that tamura can be brought on the mizbeach. So now the Gemara begins to analyze this price that we just learned. Omer mar tisu v'asa yoch yachnesen l'beis v'chira. We would think that they should be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and left to die. Ask the Gemara, why would we have such a Havamina? Menat Tesa. Hakim and the Gamri, since we learned that Chamish Chatas Mesis, that specifically the Chamish Chatas are left to die, isn't that clearly indication that Hanach Nikruvi Kurvi, that the other ones can are brought? Answers the Gemara, no. Madatayma with Rabbeinu Peretz's Pshat Tzver Yishmak. Madatayma, Chamish Chatas Mesis become Mokim. The Chamish Chatas could be left to die anywhere. For Hanach, but because these don't have that level of Kedusha, maybe the halacha is Yemusa Beis HaBechira. Not only are they left to die, but it should take place on the Beis HaMikdash. Kamash Malan, that's what the Pasuk has to teach us, that not only are they not left to die, but they could actually be offered. So the Braisa continued, Omamar, Yochel Af Kol HaKotchim Kein. So too be the halacha by all Kabbonis. Tamaloyma, that's why the Pasuk had to say, Rak Kodeshecha. Ask the Gemara Vlad the man, which carbon has a Vlad that we would think that perhaps it should have the same halacha that it's brought on the Mizbeach, that we need the Torah Kedosh to say, Rak Kodeshecha, that they are not brought. Either Oila, if we're talking about the Vlad of an Oila, that is impossible. Socherhu, Vlad Baraludihu, they can't have children. Vidachatos, and if it's speaking about the Vlad or the Tamura of a Chatos, haven't we learned, asked the Gemara, Gemiri Dlamaisakani, haven't we learned that they're put to death? And either Asham, and if we're going to say that it's speaking about the Tamura of an Asham, it can't be the Vlad of an Asham, because the Vlad, an Asham is a Zohar, but maybe speaking about the Tamura of an Asham, ask the Gemara, Gemirilah, don't we have a halacha l'moshe m'sinai the l'ri'ya azla that the tamur of an asham is left to graze and then it's sold and brought with it carbon oil? Because don't we have a halacha the kosh v'chatas mesa wherever the halacha is that a carbon chatas is left to die by asham the halacha will be the roya that it's brought that the animal is left to become a balmum and then we use the proceeds to buy, to bring oilus ketzams there. So the Gemara's question is, the Braisa says that the Pasuk comes to teach us that the Vlad of other Kachim are not offered on the Mizbeach. But which is the Vlad that we need a Pasuk to teach us? It's not a Chatos and it's not an Osham. And again, when we speak about an Osham, many explain that's talking about the Vlad of the Tamuris Asham. Tosfa says that's talking about the Vlad of an Osham. I, Tosfa himself points out that we just said an Osham can't be a Nekeva. So I could be a Vlad of an Osham. So Tosfa says that the Gemara could have given that answer, but the Gemara could have said that, but the Gemara asked a different question. And the Shita learns that it's not talking about the Vlad of an Osham, it actually speaks about the Tamur of an Osham. The Tamur of an Osham is what the Gemara is trying to understand, maybe should have been brought. But again, the Gemara says we don't need a Pasuk to teach us that, we know it's through Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. The Achronim point out that there's a Machlokes Rambam and Ramban how to treat a Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. The Rambam's opinion is that Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai does not have the din of a Daraisa. The Ramban, however, says that it does have a din of Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And the Achronim suggest that our Gemara is following the opinion of the Rambam, seems to be a riot to the opinion of the Ramban. Because what's our Gemara's question? That we don't need a pasuk for Vlad Chatos or Tmuras Chatos, Vlad Osham, Tmuras Osham, whatever example we said it means, because don't we know those halachas through Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? But if the Rambam is correct, that a Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is only the Rabbanon, has only the status of a Rabbanon, so now we understand, well, we need a pasuk. And what would we accomplish with a pasuk over it just being Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? Because something which is a Daraisa, the Halacha is Safik Daraisa L'Chumra. Whereas if it's a Rabbanon, it's Safik Rabbanon L'Kula. Say that, Achronim, that the Raya is not a Raya. Because we're trying to say that according to the Rambam, we have a reason why we should have a Pasik over our local Moshe M'Sinai. Because if we have a Pasik, it will become a Daraisa, and the rule of Safik Daraisa L'Chumra would apply. But say that, Achronim, according to the Rambam, Safik Daraisa L'Chumra is only Midrabbanon. So the Gemara's question is very geschmack, even according to the Rambam. What do I accomplish with it being a Pasik if we already have our Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? Answers the Gemara, L'Olam B'Chatas. It is speaking by the Chatas. V'Hichsa Gemir L'Olamisa. The Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai says that indeed it should be left to die. The Kra, or the purpose of the Pasik, is L'Mutil HaKrova, that it shouldn't be brought on the Mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, V'Hava HaTalya, Kivin D'Lisa Azla, if the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai tells us that it's left to die, obviously Mamelai Karvi can't be brought. It's left to die. So the Mefarshim say we have to understand a Havamina of the Gemara as well. So Mefarshim explain, the Shita says this, that in the Havamina the Gemara assumed that yes, L'chatchila, a Chatos, a Vlad Chatos, should be left to die. That's L'chatchila. But with the evidence, if it was brought as a carbon, it should be okay. B'di'evit teaches us the pasuk that no. To which the Gemara says it's inconceivable to say that l'chatchila should be left to die, and b'di'evit it's a good carbon. Those two concepts cannot coexist. Ela hilchasa the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai teaches us the din of chatos. The kra, the pasuk is going to be speaking as the Gemara, says the Gemara muti tmuris asham. Ask the Gemara, for that I don't need a pasuk. Hachanami hachsa gemirla. Isn't that a halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? Dan rekos mechatas mesa. Wherever the halacha is by a kram mechatas that it's left to die, the halacha is ba'ashem roya, the ba'ashem and it's left to graze. So we're back to where we started. What do we need the pasuk for? Says the Gemara, el kra. By the way, the purpose of the pasuk is the Avo Makuf Kaibase. The pasuk is come to teach us that there is a mitzvah, that one is over a mitzvah to say if he's makriv a Vlad or Chatos or Tmuras Chatos, the various examples that we gave. Actually, Nadam Mefarshim say, so most Rishonim, Rashi, say that the pasuk is come to teach us the halacha both by Chatos and by an Osham. There are Rishonim that say it's only talking, the pasuk is only speaking about a chatos. There are that say that it's only speaking about an asham. But Pasha Pshat is speaking about all the cases that we just spoke about, and then one is over a mitzvah say. Actually, now the Achroidim say that the Gemara is, if anything, a raya to the Rambam. Because we just quoted a moment ago the opinion of the Rambam that something which is only in the category of Alokha L'Moshe Mis Sinai is considered not like a Daraisa. Now we could understand the Gemara. Because the Gemara would say that not only is it a Halacha L'Moshe Mis Sinai, which is not a Daraisa, but rather it should be considered a mitzvah, that one is over an assay, and therefore it falls into the category of a Daraisa. The Pri Yitzchak asks, so why do I need the Pasuk to tell us that you're over because of this thing? If you would bring it, since you're not supposed to bring it, wouldn't it be a category of Chulin Ba'azara? So the Pri Yitzchak answers that the Yisra of Chulin Ba'azara only applies to Shechita of Chulin Ba'azara. Here we're teaching us that not only if you would do Shechita on it in the Azara, would there be a problem with Chulin Ba'azara, but any Avoida, it would be Usur if you would do it in the Azara because of this assay of Rakachach. Continue the Gemara in quoting the Braisa. Rekiva Aymer Tzarech, Hu Karev, Vein Tumurasa Kreva. That only the Asham is brought, but not the Tumura of the Asham. Ask the Gemara again. Lamali Kra, the same question that we had before. Why do we need a Pasik to teach us this? Ha-Hilchus Gemirla. How would we learn this halacha through halacha l'moshe Sinai? And here too, Tosfos asked the question that maybe the pasuk is coming to teach us that, like we just said, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that if one brings the Tumuras Asham, he's over an assay. Answers Tosfos that only the pasuk of Rakot Shecha could be explained as one being over a mitzvah assay, because that's the wording of the pasuk. But the pasuk of Hu Ashamhu Vein Tmarasai is not worded in the lashon of an assay, and therefore the Gemara did not suggest that that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us. The Gemara is not saying that that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us according to Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara and the Chanami, correct that a Tmuras Asham one can't bring. We know from Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. So if so, I'll crawl Emily. What do we use the pasuk for? Answer the Gemara. The Baalei Chid Rav Chuna. We need it for what Rav Chuna taught us. Don Rav Chuna. Asham Shanitik Lariya. As we've learned, the halacha is that if somebody designated an animal for carbon asham, and that animal got lost, so he brought another animal for the carbon asham, the halacha is that when he finds the first animal, that animal is treated, it should be left l'chatchila to become balmum, and its proceeds are sold to bring with them a carbon oila. B'di'evit, the halacha is that you could use the animal itself for a carbon oila. But it has to be nitik l'riya. Nitik l'riya, achlokes rishonim, what does exactly mean? Some say nitik l'riya means that the Bezdin paskind that it should be treated as a carbon oila. Others say that it was actually given over to the shepherd, and that's when it has that then. And others say when it was decided to give it to the shepherd, it's enough. Dalachi. So now what the Rav Huna teaches us, that Asham shenitik l'riya, you have this carbon Asham that's now going to be treated as a carbon oila, the shachtestam, and you shechted it without any specific intention, kosh l'shem oila. Then it's kosher as an oila, even though you didn't intend to bring it as a carbon oila. It's interesting to point out that the Brisk Rav, being medayik in Rashi, says it's only in a situation where the person was shachtoy stam, is the halacha that you had to have nitik l'riya. But if one shechted this carbon asham with the entire episode that we described, l'shem carbon oila, even though it wasn't yet nitik l'riya, the halacha will be that it's kosh l'shem oila. But again, here we're speaking about the Shachtoi Stam. And we understand Nitik in, only when it's designated as a Karban Oila, if Shachtoi Stam is Kosh L'Shem Oila. But Loi Nitik, if he wasn't Nitik, Loi. My Tama, what is the reason for this halacha? Who? Bavayosu Yehei. It remains a Karban Asham until you menatik it. And that's what Rav Kiva needed the pasuk to teach us, that the Asham that was slaughtered as a oila, stam, who was shlechted stam, before it was nitik, is disqualified. So if we review what we have been learning since the beginning of this perek, we've learned that the Vlad of Shlomim, the Tmura of Shlomim, the Tmura of a Chatos, the Tmura of an oila, all of them may be offered on the Mizbeach. But we've learned two brises that have taught us the source for this halacha. One was from the Pasuk of Zohar in the Keva, the brise that we learned at the end of our previous year, and one was from the brise that we've spent time learning today, the Pasuk of Rakot Shecha. And now the Gemara obviously asks, what will each Tana do with the other brise? Well, Hai Tana asked the Gemara, the Koyalef Mahani Krah, that learned it from the Pasuk of Rakot Shecha, typically Mizokh in the Keva. What does he learn from the word Zokh in the Keva? Answers the Gemara, Hahumi Baile Levlad Balmumim Ulatmuris Balmumim. He needs those Pasukim to teach us that not only the Vlad of a Shlomim or the Vlad of an Oila or the Tmur of an Oila have that din, but even if the Shlomim or the Oila are Balimumim, the same halach will apply. Ask the Gemara, but hasn't that Tana learnt even the halacha by a Balmum from that Pasuk? Because the Pasuk says, Im Zohar, Im the Keva. So why not take Lem Kulim Ahaikra? In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that the Pasuk of Rakot Shecha, according to this man, the Omer, is teaching us when they're healthy, and Im Zohar, Im the Keva is teaching us when they're Balimumim. But why can't we learn it all from the Zohar in the Keva when they're not Balimumim? And Im is coming to teach us when they're Balimumim. Answers the Gemara, Im Loi Mashmoi. He doesn't agree that the word Im is coming to teach us anything extra. Continues the Gemara, well, the high Tan of the Koyal Flame Im Zochem Nekeva, the Tan of the first price that learned all of these halachas from the words Im Zochem Nekeva, Ha Tisu Basmei Avalei, the words of the price that we just learned, what will he use for? Says the Gemara, Afil Mimarayu, it comes to teach us that even if they're out in the pasture, the halacha is that we have to bring them as a carbon. Poshpshat, that we would think that since they're out in the pasture, we don't have to bring them as a carbon. Teaches us the Torah that we do have to bring it from a carbon. Or another pshat is that it's pasture in Chutz Laretz. So we would think that since they're in their pasture in Chutz Laretz, and as we've learned, and we'll learn, when animals are chutz laretz, there's much less of a chiyuv to bring it as a carbon. So we would think that then we don't have to bring it. That's why the Torah teaches us that we do. L'shnachunim u'mergayu, when they're out threshing in the field. So Pashup Shah, why is the Braisa teaching us what's the point of the mergayu? Because the chiddush is that certainly if it's just out in pasture, there is no reason for the Torah to tell us that we have to bring it. Of course, we have a chiyuv to bring it. So what is if it's out in the pasture? Here the chiddush is that even if it's out working, that's the way Rashi explains, even if they're out working, we stop it from its work to bring it as a carbon. However, as Tosfos and all the Rishonim ask on Rashi's pshat, if we're speaking here about an animal that's out, that's kachim, how could an animal that's kachim be out working? We're not allowed to work with an animal that's kachim. So some explain that it's not that we took the animal out to work, it went out to work by itself. Of course, that's a difficult teretz, because even if it went out by itself, since it's kachin and it may not be worked with, we have the obligation of taking it and bringing it and not letting it work. So the Gra, and his medayik, his pshat, in the words of Rashi, says that it's referring to an animal that we weren't magdashet, but we intend to bring as a carbon, and the Bryce and the Pasuk is teaching us that once we have an intent to bring this animal as a carbon, even if it's out working, we should take it from where it's working and bring it for a carbon. The difficulty with the pshat of the Gra, besides that the pshat of the Gemara is that it's speaking about an animal that's already kodesh, but the difficulty with the pshat of the Gra is, if the animal isn't yet kodesh, so then why do we have an obligation to bring it? We haven't been magdish it yet. There are other mefarshim that explain that since here we're not speaking about an animal that's kodesh, we're speaking about a vlad kodesh, and a Tamuris Kodesh, therefore, since it's a Vlad Kodesh or a Tamuris Kodesh, the Isser of working with it is not as severe as it was a real Kodesh. But because of this, because of the inherent difficulty with Rashi's Pshat, Tosfos says that Pshat in the Gemara is that we're here referring to an animal which is an unhealthy animal. And we would think that we should let it stay out and get healthier, and then bring it, teaches us the pasuk that no, if we have an obligation to bring it, we should bring it now and not wait for it to get healthier. Which is actually very relevant to a famous machloikis of the Ratvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. They discuss a situation where somebody, Rachman al-Atzlan, Le'aleinu v'Le'aleichem, was in jail. And he was given a furlough for one day. And the day was in time around Purim. Should he take the furlough for the first possible day and go to shul and daven b'minyan? Or should he wait for Purim when he could go to shul and be b'kayim mitzvahs megillah b'roivam? The Ratvaz says he should take the first opportunity that he has. The Chacham Tzvi says no, he should wait for Purim. And the Pshat and the Machloikis of the Ratvaz and the Chacham Tzvi is if one has the opportunity to do a greater mitzvah, but it's going to be done later, or he could do another mitzvah which is not so great, but it'll be done earlier, what should he do? The Ratvaz's opinion is, do the mitzvah that you could have the first opportunity to do. And the Chacham Tzvi says, no, wait for the more significant mitzvah. And this question of the Ratvaz and the Chacham Tzvi comes up in many areas of halacha. The Sechema discusses it at great length. The Sechema discusses a situation where we know that Tzom Gedalia is the day after Rosh Hashanah, and a week later is Yom Kippur. And there's a person who's unfortunately not a well person, and if he's going to fast on Tzom Gedalia, it's very likely that he won't have the strength to be able to fast on Yom Kippur. And Tzom Gedalia is only the Rabbanan, and Yom Kippur, of course, is a Daraisa. And the question is, what should he do? And again, he says it's connected to this Machloikis. According to Ratvaz, fast on Tzom Gedalia. What will be on Yom Kippur will be on Yom Kippur. According to Chacham Tzvi, it seems he should wait for Yom Kippur. Or the question comes up quite often. We know that the halacha is the one lechatchila should be Mekadosh Levona on Matzoi Shabbos. But let's say the Levona, it's already the Zman when one can be Mekadosh Levona, and it's during the week. Should he wait for Matzoi Shabbos and take the risk that there may not be a moon visible on Matzoi Shabbos? Or should he be Mekadosh Levona during the week? So the Marsham says that this is exactly the question that according to Tosfos, our Gemara is discussing. And our Gemara is saying that even though the animal right now is not that well, take the animal you now have and don't wait till it gets better. So now the Masham says, the question is how to understand what our Gemara is teaching us. Is our Gemara teaching us that this is a halakha specifically by Kabbalists, that we take what we have and we don't wait to do it better? Or is this halakha in all areas, is this the model for all areas of halakha? Do what you can and don't wait. Says the Mishnah of Elazar Omer, Vlad Shlomim, La Yikr Shlomim. The Vlad of a Shlomim should not be brought as a carbon Shlomim. The Chachamim and Yikr Yimei. The opinion of the Chachamim is the opinion of the Chachamim that we learned in the first Mishnah of Amasechta. And the Mefarshim discuss, so why is their opinion repeated? So one pshat is because we're about to see that it's not quite clear what is the opinion of the Chachamim, as we'll see in the Mishnah and the Gemara, and that's why it's repeated. Or another pshat is that indeed there is no Chiddush in our Mishnah regarding the opinion of the Chachamim. The Chiddush is we're bringing the opinion of Elazar, and therefore we also bring the opinion of the Chachamim. According to Elazar, La Yikrav Shlamim, it should be brought, put into the keeper. Some Rishonim say it should be left to die. Others say that according to Elazar, it's left to pasture, and then when it becomes a Balmum, that's when it should be redeemed. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Lo Nechaku, Avlad Vlad Shlamim. There was no machlokes regarding the Vlad Shlamim. For the Vlad Vlad Truma, that's how Rashi's gear says, but others say that the gear by Tumura is Vlad Tumura, Shla Yikrov, Aman Nechaku ala Vlad. What Rav Shimon is exactly saying, we will see in Mitzvah Shem in a moment in the Gemara. Concludes the Mishnah. Hey, the Yishuv Rabbi Papayas, a Vlad Shlomim Shakar Shlomim. That the Vlad Shlomim, like the Chum Paskin, was brought as a Shlomim. And Amar Rabbi Papayas, Ani Mei Tzoysala Nuparash Ozifka Shlomim. We had the Par of a Kabin Shlomim. V'chlu v'Pesach, the model was eaten on Pesach. V'chal mevlot shlom v'chag, and the Vlad was eaten v'chag. What chag means we'll see in the Gemara. So Rabbi Lezer said in our Mishnah that the Vlad of a Shlomim is not brought. Amrav Ami, Amrav Yochanan, my Talmud Rabbi Lezer, what is the basis for Rabbi Lezer's reasoning? Amakro, v'im zevach shlom kabonai, ein, only the mother v'loi Vlad. Amalirav Chiyibar Abba, lirav Ami, Elam Ato, the Torah says similar wording. Im al toidi yakrovena. So we say similarly, hochinami the aim v'loi Vlad, that only the aim, the mother is brought, the Vlad of a toida is not brought. Says the Marvichi Taima, hochinami, and if we'll say indeed that's the halacha, v'tanya Vlad turasa v'lada, the Vlad of a toida, v'tumrasa v'chulfeo minayin, that they're all brought on the Mizbeach. So you see that even though the Torah uses the word oyim, not only does it mean to mean that only the mother is brought, but it actually comes to mean that the offspring is brought as well. So Farshim asks, why did the Gemara have to quote a Braisa when this halacha is a Mishnah that we're going to learn on Amud Beis? So Farshim answers that if we only had the Mishnah on Amud Beis, we would think that it's the Rebbe Lezer, just like he argues in our Mishnah, argues in that Mishnah as well. Only because we have this Braisa that seems to say that everybody follows this opinion, do we have a question even on the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. Elan Abchibar Abba Amr Rebbe Yochanan, Hayatam Rebbe Lezer, Gzeru Shem Yigal Mehem Dorim Vedorim. We're concerned that if a person is allowed to use the Vlad of a type of a Shlomim, he may leave entire generations, and then if we leave entire generations, so we have Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what is our concern? Some say that the concern is that we're going to use them, and we know that they're also because of Gizel Avodah, that's Rashi's explanation, and we'll be over Mila Behedish. Rambam says that we'll be over Baal Ta'akr, because we're supposed to bring them as Kabonis, we're not supposed to wait. And Rishash asks, then why does Rashi have to come up with the reason that we're concerned that one may come to work with them? Why doesn't Rashi agree with the Rambam that it's a concern for Baal Ta'akhir? So the Rishash answers based on a Yesoid of the Shagas Aryeh. He says that the Shagas Aryeh says that when Chazal make a Gzeira, they only make a Gzeira when there's a concern that one will actively be over an Issa. Like in Rosh Hashanah, where Chazal said that we shouldn't blow the shofar on Shabbos, because Zeira Shem Yavarena Dalar Amos, that we may come to carry. But they don't make a Gzeira when the concern is only that we're not going to do something, when it's a Sheva Al Taisa. So being Oiver Baal Ta'achar, says the Rishash, is only Sheva Al Taisa. So for that alone, Chazal wouldn't have made a Gzeira. They only made a Gzeira that we may come to do Mila Behegdish, which is an Aveira, Mitzorich, carbon. So now the Gemara is saying, since Rebbe Lezer's concern, Shema Yigdal Amen Adorim Adorim, that's why Chazal said we shouldn't use the Vlad of the Shlomim. So the Machlokes Rishonim, So what will be Reb Elezer's opinion regarding the carbon taida? Some Rishonim say that Reb Elezer will agree that a carbon taida also we have a concern of Shema Yigdol Imenu Adorim Adorim. Others say that since, other Rishonim say, however, Reb Elezer is only going to argue by a shlomim, by a taida which is not a shkiach, he's not concerned of Shema Yigdol Imenu Adorim Adorim, and that there won't be a din of Vlad by taida. So the Mishnah said, Amr Rav Shimon Nechelku. Rav Shimon was qualifying that the machlokes of Rav Elezer and Chachamim is not that serious. Asking Rabbeinu, hey Chitani, exactly how do we understand what Rav Shimon is saying? Is Rav Shimon saying, Lo Nechelku Shev Lo Yikrufu, Ala Yikrufu, that everybody, both Rav Elezer and the Chacham agree, that when we speak about second generation Shlomim, we could bring it? I like them. Or does everybody agree that everybody agrees that second generations, even the Chacham will agree, should not be brought? So the question is, how do we understand what Rav Shimon means to say? The Rav Elezer agrees to the Chacham by second generation, or is it the Chacham who agreed to Rav Elezer by second generation? Amar Rava, Mistaber lo nichrevu shlo yikrevu ela yikrevu. Everybody agrees that second generation Shlom may be brought. My Tama. Because at Kamal Pligi Rav Elezer, the Rabbanan El Bavlad. When did Rav Elezer dispute the Rabbanan? Only when we speak about the Vlad. A Vlad Vlad. When we speak about further generations, a Kroy B'Alma, it's highly unlikely, and therefore even Rav Elezer will agree that it can be brought. Rav Shuba and Levi says just the opposite. Everybody will agree that further generations should not be brought. My Kama. Why? Because Atkan, says Rabbi Shuban Levi, Lo Pligi Rabbana Leid Rabbi Leza El Bevlad. Only by the Vlad do they disagree. Avlad Vlad, when we speak about further generations, Metoich Masav Nekeres Machshavtoi, the fact that he let these animals live and make further generations, it's obvious that this is an individual, the Legadu Kabayle, that he wants to raise generations of these Adorim, and therefore everybody will agree that they should not be, everybody will agree, even the Rabbanan will agree, that there's a gzera that they should not be brought. Says the Gemara, Tanar Abchil Asiyul Rishum and Levi, we learned in the Braisa to support the opinion of Rishum and Levi. The Pasuk says, in Kesef Humakriv, Vlad Rishin Karev, the first generation Shlomim should be brought, Vlad Sheni and the Karev, not further generations. Hu Karev, furthermore, this is a din by Shlomim, V'ein Vlad Kolokotchen Karev, but not by other Karbonis. Ask the Gemara, what is the Braisa coming to teach us? Vlad Demai, if the Oil of Oshon, if it's come to teach us the din of a Vlad of an Oil and Oshon, that can't be, because Zecharim Heim, a Oshon and an Oil must be brought from Zecharim, V'loi B'nei Vlad Heim, they don't have Vladis. Id the Chatos, haven't we learned Hilchas Gemirla de Lamisa Azla, that the Vlad Chatos goes Lamisa? Amravina Lesuya Vlad Amaseris. It's come to teach us that the Vlad of a Maisa Behema animal is not put on the Mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, Vlad Amaseris Lamali Kro. Why do we need a Pasuk to teach us that Halacha? Avar Avar Medechah Gamalei. So many times we learned a Gzeri Shava between the Halacha of Bechor and the Halacha Maisa Behema. By Maisa Behema, the Torah uses the words Ashi. And by Bechor, the Torah uses the words, so whatever we learned is the halacha by Bechor, is also the halacha by Meiser. So obviously, the Vlad of a Bechor can't be, because Bechor is always a boy. So certainly the Vlad of a Meiser also should not be brought. Why do we need a special pasuk to teach us that halacha? Answer the Gemara Yitzchak. We can't learn the halacha of Vlad Maisa from Vlad Bechor. Because as I said, a Vlad Bechor is impossible, because Bechor is a boy. But Vlad Maisa is possible, because Maisa could be a female. That's why, Kamash Malam, the Torah had to teach us that the Vlad of a Maisa is not put on the Mizbeach. We learned at the end of the Mishnah Heder Yeshua of Pius that the Shlom was brought on Pesach, and the Vlad was eaten on the Chag. Ask the Gemara, Ularav the Amar Kotshim, Kivin Shav Aleim Regel Echad, that by all Kotshim, as soon as one Yontav passes, Koyoin V'yoin Oivalam Daseh, And the way most Rishonim explain, based, it seems, the way Rashi learns, that there are two Isurim, possibly. One is Oiver, when he doesn't bring the carbon at the proper time. One is the lav that we always refer to about the Acher, and the other is the Mitzvah Saseh. And Rava's opinion is that as soon as one Yontif passes, you're over the Mitzvah Saseh. It does seem from the Pnei Yeshua, as the Stipler explains the opinion of the Pnei Yeshua, you're only over it after Yontif. Only on Yontif. But after Yontif, you're not over it. Al-Gemara seems to say not that way, because Al-Gemara says, Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim, you're over every day. So some want to say that every day is only by Baal Ta'achar. That say is a din in the carbon, as the Pnei Yeshua learns, and that's only once. Furthermore, there's a question if he's over every day, every hour of the day, or once every day. But the question is, why isn't he over? So why could Chag usually mean Sukkos? So why did he wait till Sukkos? Metzaras by Lamechle, shouldn't have he eaten it on Sukkos? So Mefarshim asked, why is the Gemara asking about Shavuos? He could have asked about Pesach. Obviously, this child was born on Pesach, so shouldn't have he eaten it on Pesach? So Mefarshim answered, Pesach is not a question, because maybe it was born on the first day of Pesach, and therefore we know we're not allowed to bring an animal until it's 8 days old. Or, as some Mefarshim say, even if it was born right before Pesach, the Torah Yevon says, but if you can't bring it all of the Yontif, you're already not over if you didn't bring it on that Yontif. So why it wasn't eaten on Pesach, we've just explained. But why did they wait till Sukkos? Shouldn't they brought it on Shavuos? Answer the Gemara, Amar Azud Mishmei Derova, Kedoyin Shehoisa Chayla Batzeres. It was sick on Shavuos, and therefore Machlokes who was sick, the animal or the owner, but whatever, that's why it couldn't have been brought on Shavuos, was brought on Sukkos. Rashi Amar, Rashi says, my chag nami diktani, what does it mean, what is the chag that's meant in our Mishnah? It means chag Shavuos, and indeed means Shavuos. Vidach, the other man Amar, why did he say that chag in our Mishnah means Shavuos? Answers Gemara, kol eich diktani Pesach, if the Mishnah used the word Pesach, then Shavuos is not called chag, Shavuos is called atzeres. As I saw from Cheskel Abramsky in the Sefer Chazon Yecheskel, the Torah doesn't call Pesach Pesach, and the Torah doesn't call Shavuos Atzeres. So if our Mishnah is using the word Pesach to describe the Yontav of Pesach, then which is the word that's used by the Rabbanon, then it should have used the word Atzeres to describe Shavuos. The fact that it's called Chag is an indication it doesn't mean Shavuos, it means Sukkos. Ihochi asked the Gemara, if it wasn't brought on Shavuos because it was sick, so my Sadusa, so what's the Mishnah teaching us? Answers the Gemara, Lefukim the Lezer, Dom of Vlad Shlom and Loyikur Shlom. The Lezer's opinion, as we learned in our Mishnah Gemara, is that the Vlad Shlom should not be brought. Kamasu the Karav. As the Mefarshim explained, the Gemara and the Hamina assumed that there were two things that were being taught to us by this Eidus. One halacha that was being taught to us was that Vlad Shlomim is eaten, and also by when that it must be eaten. And therefore, we need to know if it was Shavuos or Sukkos, when you're over. To that, the Gemara answers, that isn't the purpose of our Mishnah. The entire purpose of our Mishnah is only to teach us that they didn't follow the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, and they ate the Vlad Shlomim. So here we see that if somebody has something that he has to give for tzedakah or for kachim, he should give it immediately. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah paskin, that if somebody designates money for tzedakah, as soon as a niyim come to him, he's obligated to give that money to the niyim, and if he's not, he's over. The question that I saw the Shalos HaTshuvos B'Tzeil HaChochmah discusses is if somebody has money designated for tzedakah, and somebody came to him to collect that tzedakah that day, and he didn't give it, and he gave tzedakah that day, but he didn't give it, and then another poor person comes to him, and he still has money to give. Will he be over? Or, since he already gave tzedakah that day, he can't be over anymore for not fulfilling his obligation that day. Furthermore, I saw a very interesting psak from the Chafetz Chaim, and the Chafetz Chaim acted this way l'aloch l'maisa. He says that whenever one has a mitzvah that involves tzedakah, he has to fulfill it immediately. And that's why it was the minig of the Chafetz Chaim that if he had poor people eating by his table Friday night, he didn't say zmiris, as is the minig of most of Klal Yisrael, as soon as he came home, but rather he waited to, rather he said zmiris only when he said zmiris only after making kiddush, because since he had the obligation to feed these people, he didn't want to delay one moment fulfilling that mitzvah. Says the Mishnah, Vlad Toyda B'Tumurasa, the Vlad of the Toyda, the Tumur of the Toyda, Vladon, Vlad, Vlad, Masayf, Kladoyrus, Harayim, Kladoyda, they all treated like a Toyda, of Ach, Ain't Tunim Lechem, but the halach is that we know when we bring a Kram Toyda, we have to bring 40 loaves with it. The Vlad of a Toyda, the Tumur of a Toyda, does not have that halacha. Menani Mili, how do we know this is the din of Vlad of a Toyda? Says the Gemara, the Tana Rabbanim, Ma Oima, Toyda Yakriv, and as Rishonim explain, the pasuk says, "Im al toyda yakrivenu, v'ikriv al zevach toyda chalas matzis." So actually, in that pasuk, there are two points. The whole word yakrivenu is superfluous, and the Torah could have said didn't have to say the word at all. But the Torah is saying that word yakrivenu, the tuli mudim, yakriv and the no, to teach us, mafish toydah v'avda, if somebody designated toydah and he lost it, v'ifish acheres tachteh, and then he designated another animal, v'nitzas harishayna, and now he finds the first one, v'reishtein oindus, and now he has both of them in front of him, v'nayin she'ezi yakriv v'lachim ima, that he could choose whichever animal he wants to breed the carbon toydah, tamaloyma toydah yakriv. Yochel te'ishini yatuna lechem. Now I'm going to bring the second animal, but I should maybe have to bring with it the loaves that are brought along with the carbon toida. Tamalayim yakrivena. Achas v'laishtayim. Only one of them has the loaves, not the second one. Menayim l'rabbis v'laidus t'muras v'chalifas of a carbon toida that have the same halacha. Tamalayim imal toida. Yochel yekulun tunas lechem, that they have the loaves. Tamalayim al zevach ha-toida, toida tuna lechem, v'lay v'lada v'tumras v'chalifas tuna lechem. So here our Gemara teaches us that you could bring either animal. Other places, the Gemara teaches us that you should bring the first animal that was designated. So I saw from the Chacham Tzvi that he explains when is there halacha to bring the first animal and when is the halacha you can bring either animal. He says the way to test it is as follows. If the halacha will be that you're going to bring both animals as a carbon, then you could bring either animal, whichever one you want. If the halacha will be, however, that one animal will be brought as a carbon and the other animal will be left to die or to graze, then you bring the first animal. Says the Mishnah, Tmuras Ayla, Vlad Tmurasa, Vlad Vlad Vlada, At Saif Kala, Ayla, Hareya Ayla Kaila, the tree like an Ayla, Vatuna Hefshiv and the Turk, the din of Hefshiv and the Turk for Kala Ishim. As the Mepharshim explained, the halacha of Nesachim, we've already learnt by Shlomim. So certainly the halacha of Nesachim is the same by Oila as it is by Shlomim. But the Hefshev Nituach and Kol, which are halachas that only apply to carbon Oila, that's why I need a pasuk to teach us that they apply to the Temura of an Oila. Says the Mishnah, Hamafish Nekevel Oila, which as we've been learning is inherently wrong, because the Oila must be a Zachar. The Yalda Zachar, and then this Nekevel had a Zachar, Yirashi Yistav, we wait for it to become Bamun, V'yamachar V'yavu B'dam of Oila, sell it and use the proceeds to bring a carbon Oila. Rabbi Elazar Omer, who acts my Yikrav Oila, the child of this Nekeva could be brought as a carbon Oila. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Reish D'loi Pligi, or Maishna Sefer the Pligi. Why do we find that in the case of a offspring, a male offspring of a tmuras nekeva of an oila, the rabbanon agree that it could be put on the mizbeach, whereas the case that we just learned, the mafresh nekeva oila, the rabbanon disagree with Rav Elazar. Answered the Gemara, Amar Rav Chana, machlokes shnuya. Actually, the first case of the Mishnah also is the subject of machlokes, and when our Mishnah says in the Reisha that the vlad of a tmuras oila is brought, it only represents the opinion of Elazahi. Rav Amar afil tem Rabbanim. Our Mishnah, the first case of our Mishnah, can even reflect the opinion of the Rabbanim. Because at Kama Pligalei, the Rav Elazar, the Rabbanim disagree with Rav Elazar, El Gabim Mafish Nekeva Loila. The case was somebody designated Nekeva for Karban Oila. The Ema like Kreva, because that is a disqualified designation. Because a Nekeva is not supposed to be a Karban Oila. Av a Tamura, but in the case of a Tamura, well, we started off with a Karban Oila, which is a Zachar. The Ema Namik Kreva, so the designation was correct. There, even the Rabbanim were Moida, that the Vlad of a Tamura's Oila, the Vlad of the Tamura was in the Keva, but we started off with a perfect Karban Oila, that Vlad, the Rabbanim will agree, can be put on the Mizbeach as a Karban Oila.